When the shofar is blown. When the shofar is blown, it means the end of Yom Kippur. There are many other instances in Jewish tradition when the shofar is blown, but on Yom Kippur, it means the end of Yom Kippur. It's a horn made from a ram's horn, and it's blown every day during Rosh Hashanah, the 10-day celebration of the Hebrew New Year. And it's blown every morning during the month leading up to Rosh Hashanah. It's also blown at the end of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the holiest of Jewish holidays. It begins at sunset the day before and ends at sunset on Yom Kippur. During Yom Kippur, the entire day is spent fasting and in prayer. The purpose of this day is atonement, to symbolically return to the state of being pristine. Fasting is intended to remind those of others who suffer and to become mindful that one is about to be sustained by the soul in the absence of food. While this process may be uncomfortable, it is a process that is intended to restore a sense of forgiveness, a sense of atonement, a sense of restitution. And there are prayers that are offered. The prayers are not only offered for Jews, but for all. The prayers are offered for everyone. To atone means reparation for any wrongdoing or injury. To atone means to make up for and to make a commitment not to repeat the act that caused the harm or injury. The first part of atonement requires that there be an acknowledgement of a wrongdoing or having inflicted harm. This is where many of us are challenged, and without that acknowledgement of a wrongdoing, how can there be atonement? Without that acknowledgement that something wasn't done quite right, there can't be atonement. When there's clarity about the wrong, then there can be true atonement. When one can honestly acknowledge the connection to the crime or the misgiving, there can honestly be a conversation about reconciliation. Even though Jesse James may have robbed banks and stole money and everything else, his ancestors have to acknowledge at some level that they have secretly benefited from those acts. It is clear that those benefits may not be clean, but to be clear, it's not a matter of dredging up old issues, but rather doing the right thing for those impacted. Doing the right thing for those who have to reconcile the history of it. And it's a matter of letting go of the burden of holding on to those secrets. While one may not have robbed the banks that Jesse James did, there is the burden of holding on to the relationship and connection with Jesse James. I would offer that the benefits of atonement far outweigh the burdens of holding out on those truths. So this is an opportunity for all to join in the process of Yom Kippur. One need not be Jewish to follow the practice. The gift of atonement to others cannot be taken lightly or taken for granted. The truth is that atonement is a gift, and it's the reconciliation of knowing that such an act is moving closer to God. So, When the shofar is blown, Yom Kippur is complete. And yes, having atoned, you will be closer to God. God bless.